Good morning, MGTOW man. Oh, fuck. I just realised I've forgotten my bloody earplugs, you know, the Bluetooth earplugs. Oh, fuck it. Yep, with the, gotten sort of well enough to slowly begin to sort of exercise a bit more. So I'm now sort of ramping that up to about, depends on the weather, because sometimes you get gale force winds and it'll be really fucking hot or really fucking cold, you know what I mean? But, you know, I can do better. The point is, it's either all or nothing, but not sort of halfway sort of better, you know? So, you know, if you get out into the open plains, it's the open plains, the wind speed on the ground is very, very high, and it's not like Shelton being in suburbia. We've got all the trees and houses and other shit really slowing down the wind speed at ground level. So, yeah, there's a bit to be desired, you know. So I can do better rather than being really good at making excuses. And, yeah, so I figure if I can do a nice ride, and see, people go, oh, bicycles, oh, you must be very fit, you know, as well as amazingly charming and good looking and just everything absolutely fabulous in the world, you know. Well, no, the thing about bicycles, if you know how to work a bicycle, you can be one of the laziest fucks in the world, basically. Because what you're doing is, sure, exercise is better than no exercise, you know? And, so obviously riding a bicycle is better than fucking driving a car everywhere, for sure, you know. But again, that sort of depends on where you are and who you are and what the terrain's like and all this sort of business. But if you live in the flatlands, and you're not riding into a headwind, basically you can pedal and coast and pedal and coast and pedal and coast, and you got three things, you know. You don't have to hold yourself up, you don't have to lift your body weight and move yourself forward, you know. You're just sitting on your ass and you're just giving a few pokes at the pedal, and you know, you don't have to put in fuck all effort, you know. Just checking it on. And so you can actually move an extraordinary sort of distance and use an absolute minimum of effort, provided that everything's sort of favourable for doing so. So, where being fit and being on a bicycle really comes into its own is, that you have to actually exert yourself to maintain a high enough speed so that you've got a fair amount of wind resistance. And this sort of comes from travelling at, say, to 35 k's an hour, or 25 to 30. Like, this is just sort of casual get round sort of cruising speed. This is not sort of racing bike fucking covering a lot of distance speed, you know. And what happens is the thing is that if you're sitting on about, say, 16 to 18 kilometres an hour, it really requires fuck all effort to actually do that speed, you know, you're just idling along, you know. It's a good speed, but you're actually hardly sort of even moving at all, you know, you sort of, you can coast, you can pedal, you can coast, you can pedal, you can coast, you can pedal, you can coast, and sort of fuck all gets done, you know, in terms of effort. Once you start to get up above, say, 25 or 30 k's an hour, that actually requires a sort of physical exertion. To actually travel the distances, you know, to actually maintain that speed, you've got to sort of start to push a bit of a hole through the air, which is resistance. So, yeah, so what's happening is, you know, I'm travelling about 8 k's. Yeah, about 8 k's maybe. And I'm starting to do it at at speeds above, just for short bursts, but speeds above, say, 20, 25 k's an hour, just for a couple hundred metres. Here or there, but most of it is just to get the blood circulating through the legs, you know, back up into the body. And yeah, there's an eagle taking off then. And yeah, so the so that's something I'm aiming at, you know, being able to sort of get up to a sort of minimum speed and to hold it for a given distance. And there's a funny thing that if you actually sit on, say, 25 k's an hour, if you actually sit on that speed, which is not fast, but it's not slow either, well, surprisingly, it only takes, you know, you can actually cover 25 k's in 1 hour, or if it's about 8 k's, it's about, you know, 20 minutes, you know. So for 20 minutes you can have, you know, twice a day you can do 40 minutes of say an hour of exercise, and yeah, so that's pretty good, you know, that's good for the heart, good for the lungs, good for the circulation, and it's not that big a deal, but you sort of, in order to survive myself and my conditions, I'm going to have to do it, and I want to do it. So that's good. So the weight's dropping off because I'm just not eating cheese. Oh, more cheese. Yum, 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 yum. And I'm eating a lot of vegetables and a bit of meat, you know, and a tiny bit of cheese. So that's good. What else? This is an interesting budget this fortnight. I've had to pay all these fucking expenses, and because of the things that I need to get done, I've had to outlay a bit of cash on some computer stuff. Otherwise, you know, it's too hard what the situation is, it's a bit like having those computer... You remember those old puzzle games where there's a whole heap of tiles that might be, say, 16 little tiles and one of them is missing, and then you've got to move the tiles around to form the picture, you know? Well, I've got to do stuff that requires some space, and I don't have the space to sort of shuffle shit backwards and forwards, so I've gone and made an investment in a portable hard drive so I can do these operations, you know? And on a rare occasion, I've taken the fucking route that I really don't like to the regional city that I have to go to. And I mean, there's a route, it's no different to any other fucking route, you know what I mean? It's fine, you know. It's just this road goes through a lot of sort of national forests and state parks and fucking bits and pieces, and for much of the fucking route there's a lot of trees and shrubs and shit that grow right up to the edge of the road, and there's a lot of kangaroos in the parks, and they, you know, come bounding through the bushes. You know, and so you get a lot of roadkill, and I don't want to be sort of one of the people that sort of has a collision with a kangaroo, so I really can't be fucked being wiped out, you know, either killed or getting my vehicle badly damaged and all the hassles and all the expenses of doing that, you know. And so while this is quite a nice route, I don't want to be doing it, you know what I mean? And I thought, I can't be fucked not today, you know. And I've decided just to go straight to where I need to go and straight back out, you know. And which is really good. Tony Macaroni. And considering I've kept a fucking, a sheet over the fucking windscreen to stop the sun coming in. The sunscreen is just covered with dust. So that's something on the to-do list, you know. Lift your game. Make it better, because it really is hard to see through, you know, a fine layer of fucking dust over the windscreen with the sun's head up, you know. And, certainly on these roads, it's, you know, you need to have good vision. And that's the thing too, with all these fucking service stations, these petrol, where you buy the petrol and that from, none of them have fucking service anymore, you know. Full service in the driveway, where you drive in and they fill up the fucking car for you and they wipe the windscreen and all that shit. None of them do it anymore. I think that's sort of, it's the margin, it's the bottom line type shit, you know. And that's no good. And earlier this morning I was travelling through a certain place, and about a K southeast, 1.5 K southeast of this town, is a fucking turn off, you know? And the light at the intersection, that we had either, there's what's called a light dependent resistor, which means that the amount of light that sort of falls on determines the amount of resistance, so that the circuit well, turn lights on. You know, as the more light that lands on it, the more resistance the resistor produces, and so I don't like this fucking road at all. And so the more light that, so depending on the sensitivity of the light dependent resistor and how much the circuit is tweaked to its level of responsiveness, is that the, I'm just determined on how, when and what level of lighting, or what level of daylight that the fucking, you know, the street light turns on and off at, you know? And so, so I'm sort of thinking that either this street light had either not being set up properly, you know, that the light, the power coming out of the coming through the light dependent resistor was about, say, 10 or 15%, maybe 20% too much. And so at very, very low levels of light, the actual street light was, of sunlight, you know, the actual light was coming, was actually switching off. And so I had to, you know, it's not doing the right thing. It's just like saying, well, these things are good, and these cunts would never fucking find out if you didn't tell them, you know? In the power company. So I rang two different fucking people, and, you know, like a lot of places in the country, a lot of roads aren't marked. They'll just say, road to fucking so-and-so, but they won't actually tell you the name of the road. And I was in this intersection, you know, this light is located 1.5k southeast of fucking this particular town, you know, on this particular highway. And because I couldn't name the road, these people in the power company were so fucking thrown off by that, that they couldn't deal with it, you know. You know, and the idea of actually, you know, looking at the map and then going, oh, well, that's, you know, that's like 1k on the map, so 1.5k is about that much, and this is the only highway, and this is the, that's north, south, east, west, so that's southeast, you know, on that particular height, 1.5k southeast. And these cunts couldn't fucking deal with it, you know, two of them in a row. So, you know, so, you know, basically, fuck, you know, well, when you put it on them, you know, we'll try a bit fucking harder, you know, look at the map and measure it. And then the cunt will go, oh, there's 10, you know, there's 10 different roads going in and out of this fucking town, but they're not looking at the highway and looking at the position on the highway, 1.5k southeast of the actual fucking town, you know? And so saying, well, what are you doing reading out this whole list of all these other fucking towns, all these other fucking roads that come out of this bloody town, when I've given you the exact location on the map? Oh, you've talked like that to me again. Oh, I'll fucking end this call. And I said, well, you know, shove the phone up your ass till it breaks on your fucking back teeth, you useless cunt, you know? Fuck me. So they're thrown by that sort of thing, unless it's sort of, you know, unless it's sort of bloody copy-pasted, you know, unless you sort of pull down their pants, have their shit, and then wipe their ass for them, they can't fucking deal with it, you know, they're so fucking useless, you know. Grumpy old cunt, you know. Yeah, fuck off, I am, you know. The whole fucking, you know, people who don't think, and like, what are you doing employing the management? You go, well, what are you doing employing fucking staff? You know, you're supposed to look at you know, all the street lights, people ring up reporting street lights and other sort of electrical shit that's not working, you're employing people who can't read fucking maps. You know, basic two and two together type shit, you know? So, you know, and they're that fucking retarded. You know, they're so fucking retarded that they can't deal with it. So, you know, so that was good. I had a fucking bit of conflict and I stood up for myself. And, you know, this sort of mentality that you get, you know, it's like that chick in Japan, you know, or that chick that I deal with from Japan when I gave her an example of how to say roll over, you know, she said thank you for the lesson on how to speak these words properly, you know, in English. And but when you correct these fucking cunts that just, you know, they don't know how to think because they've never had to fucking think, you know what I mean? And they're so used to being left. This is what I hate about this politically correct shit, you know what I mean? I think, you know, I don't know, I don't think, sometimes it's good, you know, sometimes it's not, but I think, you know, teachers hitting students for not paying attention and shit, you know, yeah, fuck, you know, sometimes why not, you know, because you shit me, you know, I'm not here to say everything two or three times because you're sitting there with your fucking finger in your cunt or your bloody finger and hand around your cock, you know, going, ugh, I don't know, you know. You know, but again, that's one of those balancing things. You've got to be a bit accommodating, but you also, you know, to say, well, the student might have learning difficulties, maybe there's just shit going on at home, you know, and whatever, you know what I mean, but, you know. So, you've got to be kind, caring and compassionate, but like, you know, and some of their home lives are difficult and that, but when it comes down to it, you know, that you're getting people that they've gone through primary school, which is from grades 1 to 6, then they go through high school, and they're even coming out of university, and they're basically, a lot of them can barely fucking read or write, you know? And how come this is happening, you know? You know, because you've got all these fucking deadhead commie bloody teachers going, oh, fucking, you know, politically correct, oh, oppressed by the patriarchy, you know? And they whinge and snivel and piss and moan rather than getting the job done and making themselves learn, you know, how to do shit, you know? And, you know, you know, and that's I'm in one of these sections of road where the fucking trees are right up to the edge of the roadside, you know? And I fucking hate it. You know, I'm just sort of hoping that the kangaroos aren't back in the area yet, you know? Because there's nice time to see them and they just go boing, you know, and a kangaroo can easily sort of, I forget the fucking, you know, exact amounts for the height and weight, but I saw one of them, I saw one in the area this morning, with a joey, you know, with a young fucking pout, with a young, that's another of those things that just shit me, you know how you have to call, you know, a flock of crows and a pack of wolves and a pod of whales and a school of fish, you know, why? Oh, it's the correct thing. No, it's not. Well, why is it the correct thing? Fucking question the bloody... Question it. When you go to a school or in the conversation board, why is it a pack of wolves? What makes it the right name? It's just, how about a family or a group? You know? What's the difference between a pack of wolves and a pack? And a pod of whales. Why can't you have a pack of whales and a pod of wolves? You know, to a fucking lead foot bloody peep later. Oh, temporary bloody Australian. Oh, fucking. Getting the practice up for being an old cunt, you know? So I get good at it. But, fuck out of it, I'd go up on bloody... Yeah, so all these people coming out of fucking school and they've got no, you know, they've got no idea on how to think, you know? They've got no idea on how to work out basic shit, you know, from their fucking job, you know? You know, you're there, you're in a call centre, you're supposed to take calls, and you're supposed to be able to work out locations of fucking lights and shit that aren't working by the directions given to you by the caller, you know? Fuck, you know? And I won't go completely off my nut, but it just gets... These cunts are so stupid, and they go, oh... If you push them into thinking and performing their job, you know, having to do their fucking job, putting the responsibility for doing their job back onto them and making the cunts do it, you know, they get all bloody, oh, politically correct, I'm being oppressed by the fucking a white male, you know, the patriarchy. I'm a victim, you know, you can't talk to me like that. You know, and that's that sort of mentality. It's like, you know, what, did you remember to pull down your pants and sit on the toilet before you took your shit, you know? Or did you just do it standing up? Well, I don't know, fuck, not my job. What are you asking me for, you know? Because that's the thing, it's like, there's a couple of assholes on MGTOW.TV who they go, you can't talk like that, I'm going to block you, you know. I thought I'd sort of pinch their videos, download their videos, re-doctor them, and then re-upload them, you know? And I thought, well, you know, I could make a career out of just doing that shit just to annoy them. And I thought, well, what's the fucking point, you know? What's the fucking point They're allowed to do whatever they fucking want about whoever they want, for whatever reason they want, you know what I mean? And if they're being some puerile sort of shits, well, fuck, too bad for them. Not my problem, you know? And, so, girl driving that car, and she's never been on a motorbike. Yeah, so the so when I'm dealing with, you know, part of that process is I'm using software, and I'm thinking, well, they're doing these sorts of things. How do I do it with this sort of software too? I don't know what software they've got, but, you know, installing a picture on a in a video, that appears to be a fairly common fucking practice, and so I would expect it to be generic sort of amongst most of the video editing programs, aside from the very most basic and simple fucking ones, you know? And so I pushed myself to learn. And the more I did it, the more I found out, the more I got done, and the more I was pleased with the result, and, you know, the better my editing skills became, and I thought, fuck, this is really good, you know, I like learning, I like finding new shit out, I like being pushed, and I like being, you know, having to struggle to fucking get shit done and to figure shit out, and then go, wow, amazing, you know. And there was one video that I sort of doctored, and what I did is I sliced off this guy's fucking just shit, you know. From the beginning and the start, beginning and the end. Well, I thought he was a bit of a prick, you know. And oh, you said the F word. Oh my God, no, you know. And but what I did is I cleared it rather than his audio. I deleted, fucking switched off his audio along the bloody video that I wanted, you know, and then what I did is I included the full strength audio at the introduction, and then taped it down, and then ran it at 20%, and then, you know, ran it about 10% of the volume, so it was a background fucking volume, and then ramped it up for the fucking, you know, so you got a curve that goes like that, you know, for the whole video type thing. And it was really good, you know, it worked out. And so I'm learning new sort of skills on dealing with audio and placing fucking titles over in overlay type things on the videos. And, yeah, that's good, you know. So, you know, and I'm sort of thrilled about learning. I'm thrilled about having to try new things and having to figure shit out, and, you know, starting with very little sort of idea, you know, other than sort of reasonable assumptions. And I'm thrilled to bits about that. And yet when I'm dealing with fucking cunts, it's your job, it's 1.5K. You've got a map in front of you. It's got a scale on the fucking map. There's only one major highway, you know, going, you know, southeast out of the fucking town, and it's 1.5K, you know. figure out where the fucking intersection is. You know? It's not my fucking job to do your thinking for you.
Oh, don't talk to me like that.
Well, shove the phone up your fucking ass until it breaks on your back teeth, you stupid cunt, you know?
Oh, I'm ending the call. Quick.
You know, they want to be fucking mollycoddled and bloody, you know, have the people doing the calls know more about their own fucking job than what they do, and yet they can't fucking figure out two and two, you know. I think, you know, strangling people should be permissible out of just fucking frustration. It's like a, with a fucking other call the other day, you know. I forget what I was ranting on about, but, you know, it's that sort of drop in logic, you know, like you get, what's the word? Yeah. It's like walking into a, you know, like you walk into a shoe shop and you say, hey, I'm not from around here. Can you tell me which way the closest pizza shop is? And the fucking dumb cunt will stand there and go, oh, we don't make pizzas here, we only sell shoes. Well, what the fuck did I just say to you? You know, that people should be allowed to just punch these fucking brain dead cunts in the face, you know? You know? You know? And they really are that stupid, because you're saying, well, you know, which, can you tell me where the closest, which way to get to the closest pizza shop from here, you know? I didn't say, can I have a fucking Hawaiian pizza with a lot, you know, extra cheese or some shit. I said, you know, can you tell me how to get to the closest pizza shop? And obviously, you know, you walk into a shoe shop and there's just shoes and shoes and shoes in racks and shoes on fucking benches and there's seats to sit down and try the shoes on with and all that sort of stuff. But I don't see a fucking menu board saying Hawaiian and Neapolitana and meat lovers and all these different sorts of fucking pizzas. I don't see a fucking thing. I don't see a service counter that says order your pizza here, you know. And I don't see a pizza oven. And I don't see a queue of customers buying fucking pizzas and walking out with pizzas in boxes, you know. Obviously, it's not a fucking pizza shop. So why are they telling me, oh, we don't make pizzas, you know, to a question that says, can you tell me how to get to the fucking pizza shop, you know? You should be permitted to just fucking belt these people. You know, brain dead cunts. So fucking stupid, and it pisses me off. It really does. It's just like, not exactly homicidal about it, but you know, fuck me. How can they just get out of fucking high school and not know north, south, east, west, and distance on a map? Because the maps come with fucking, the online maps come with scales on them. See that little thing that says, you know, 500 meters, 1,000 meters, that in the fucking bottom. Well, you know. Estimate that length, you know, if it's 1 kilometre long, estimate the fucking length, you know, from the fucking, you know, estimate the fucking, you know, it's nuts, you know, it's one fucking K, you know. Oh, we'll fucking estimate that and a half. You know, what do you mean, oh, fuck, you know. Oh, God. So, you know, you got a generation of fucking numbskulls coming out of fucking schools that can't read and write and don't know shit from quay and can't read fucking maps either, you know? You know? And then they get this, oh, I'm entitled to be fucking talked to nicely for being a fucking idiot that has shit for brains. Why?